I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Leaders from five neighboring countries met in Mali with President Keita on Thursday, but they couldn't find a solution, so discussions continue virtually today. If the political unrest isn't resolved, it could undermine efforts to contain terrorists in West Africa. Militants linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have expanded from Mali into Niger and Burkina Faso. Senior analyst with Open Doors International, Ilya Jadi, says their reach is ever-growing, and Christians are in the crosshairs.
Their aim is to eradicate Christianity in that region. As believers, as listeners, we need to pay attention. What is happening in Mali may have repercussion for the whole region.
Follow this story when you subscribe to email updates at missionnews.org.
So it's not only about Sahel, it's not only about sub-Saharan Africa. We should all be concerned by what is happening.
And if you ever wanted to go on a missions trip but lack time and funds, digital platforms allow E3 partners to set up virtual mission trips now. Jeff Johnston tells us,
God kind of gave us the vision for this in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. But as we've gone about developing it, we've come to realize that this isn't really a temporary solution. This is another avenue through which the gospel can reach the nations.
Apart from the physical aspect, these virtual trips still provide an experience and are more affordable. Virtual missions to the Philippines and Rwanda are planned within the next month. E3 has close to 20 trips planned in 2020. You can register online.
Since you're connecting and interacting with these people abroad, we just try to bring that culture into the trip.
And pray that these virtual mission trips will spread the seeds of the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.